Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Bring your arms and pray to the truth that you're denying.
Yes! Do you feel the beat, everybody? The music, the desire.
The passion.
Yes.
La passion.
El passion, yes. Hello, everyone. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show. My name is Stephanie Georgie. This is the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzzTV.com, or AfterBuzz TV, excuse me. And today I'll be hosting with Madison Chase, Sean Overman, and Sam Davidson. Thank you for joining us. Where can we find you all on Twitter?
I'm Madison Chase Fit, because I'm fit.
And you guys can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I am on the chat roll tonight, so keep it going, guys.
Excellent, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And before we get started, make sure to subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars and let us know what you think. Today we'll be discussing Chapter 30, the mid-season finale, before we come back in January. And so much happens here, so hopefully we can get it all into this episode. I will be running my mouth, trust and believe that. So why don't we go ahead and start with Calma, Calm. Our flashback.
I love it.
Right? So this is how Alba, a.k.a. Abuelita, a.k.a. Jane's grandmother, describes to her to calm down during our little flashback scene. And she says to think of things that make you calm that start with each letter. C-A-L-M-A. And she thought of cheese for C, abuela for A, lists, which we all know, for L, Mr. Monkey when she was younger, which then transitioned into
Michael.
She left out the A because she spells things in English, which was really cute that they put that in there to show that she's an educated young girl. But, so that's how we started. And I think it works, and I'm happy that she taught her that because as a Latina, I know that we do have a bit of a temper.
Is that a Latina thing?
I think it is. People always tell me, I'm a happy person. Y'all know that I'm happy, but...
Don't piss you off.
Don't do that.
I think I'm the same way, so maybe it's a black thing, too.
Maybe it's a Jewish thing, too, because I'm the same way.
Maybe it's just a woman thing.
No, you're right.
Because you're a calm all
the time. Okay, touche on that. Yes. Maybe it's just a woman thing. But anyways.
What? Question. So is this the first time we see, like, a six-year-old Jane?
Right, like, in the middle?
Yeah, because I've never seen this six-year-old, and she was so cute.
Because it was a different actress, and then it was someone before.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing a lot of this this younger Xiomara that they finally casted.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they were just looking to see who they could find for that role.
Yeah. But I thought she was super cute. I like the six-year-old Jane. Because that's when your teeth are missing and you like to smile all the time.
So
I used to love to like stick my tongue through my missing teeth.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I love doing that.
I just remember moving my loose tooth.
Yes, that was fun too.
I mean, that was it.
Yeah. Good times. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and discuss the show in order of which, unfortunately, and fortunately, I don't know what I think is important. So we're going to start with Rogelio because Rogelio goes through some things. But I actually really like his storyline in this episode. And we see him going through all of this hot mess trying to find his next passion project.
And his bromance.
He's going through. He's kind of lonely and he needs like a dude around. We see that he has love for Michael, which is super cute.
Aww.
But I don't know. I mean, if you would you let your father be friends with your ex-boyfriend?
Oh.
If it was that, if it was this, not as obviously it's not going to be as serious as the situation, but you know, right. something like it.
No, but I think it's this is like such a unique situation and family, and it looks like Jane's going back in the Michael direction, which we'll get to, but I don't think she would be. I think she'd be like, okay, that's fine.
My mother is friends with my ex-fiance.
Wow.
But I said at the time, I was like, just, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want. You're a person, she's a person, I can't interfere. But, you know, eventually it tapers off, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to at some point.
It fades, right?
Yeah, it fades. You know, their friendship has faded.
Right. And yeah, I feel like the beginning was just because at the end of the day, they were people, and it's like pretty cold-blooded to just cut someone off.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. But I think it makes a difference if you've moved on. Like, obviously, you're married again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's a big difference, yeah.
That's a big difference. Like, if you were still single and then you still had to see your ex, and that could kind of
make things a little
painful, you know, if you're trying to move on. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. My ex's family, like, specifically his little sister, always says that I'm such a cornball. She's like, why do you, she's from New York. So, if I have an accent right now, I'm sorry. But she goes, Steph, you so stupid for? Like, why you always say, like, we can't be friends or, like, we family? Like, you such a cornball. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's what she always says to me. She's like, what you mean? Like, we good. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, all right.
But, I love this New York guy.
I'm sorry. That's me. Like channeling her, but it used to crack me up, but I had to explain to them, it's like, it's not that I don't think we can be cool, right. but I need this person to be out of my life completely, and you all involve that, so
right.
I don't know.
We had Jenkins in the chat room saying, I wanted Michael and Rogelio bromance again.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, so do I, especially with Michael's response when they're at the coffee shop, and he's like, dude, I've been here for 20 times, like, bro, you cracked me up, of course.
Aww. Yeah,
he should have said that.
He should have.
Really, man, he needs to just be more honest with Rogelio, and he likes him as a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
He should just hang out with him.
Yeah,
he should. But for the sake of Michael fans, look, I have his side right now. I think that Michael was smart to do that. I think he needs to have a very significant distance between the family so that things aren't clouded. And should Jane and Michael ever return to be a couple again, it'll be for the right reasons, and it'll be because it was real.
Right. It'll be like one of those things that you set free, and it will come back to you.
Which yes. I think I've boomerang. Said before on the show. Exactly, boomerang. And I believe that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, going on with Rogelio. So he also has, we find out that he was the scholarship.
I know, I love that.
That Jane
That's
got
so
for grad school.
Yeah,
you know,
his name was an anagram for it, or a pseudonym for Elora Gale Vigor.
Yes, there you go.
So funny.
I know.
He is so narcissistic to do something like that. And even just like, oh, I'm going to plant a little name for Jane to figure out if she really wanted to with the writer in her. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
which sweet. when they were describing what the scholarship was for, I was totally, now looking at it, was totally a hint for all of us to be like, wait, that sounds like Rogelio. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's something that he would say. And because the scholarship wasn't very specific. But it just goes to show you that Rogelio has a really wonderful heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
23 years away from her, coming back, it really softened him to just want to give her everything he possibly could.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, he's a narcissist, and we usually don't like narcissists.
Right.
But, like, we love him.
Yeah.
He can't help it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in love with him this episode. And
me too.
He just had so much love in him to give, which is so, and he didn't like have anyone he felt like he could really give it to.
Yeah.
I agree. And I also like that they actually showed, you know, his sentiments towards it.
Yes.
I'm happy because you would think that it wouldn't just be so, you know, peachy king that he would be upset about it. Especially that he brought up to Xiomara saying, you know, sometimes the anger kind of comes up, which is pretty natural. He's like, you know, when I saw you helping Jane push out Mateo, you know, consoling, it makes you think like, damn, I missed out on that. Especially now that he's in a position where he thinks that maybe he would have been able to do it, but hopefully he understands that the Rogelio then would have just not... You know, everything happens for a reason, if you will.
It's funny because he's very similar to Jane in that he also loves Raff. Like, he loves Raff, and he sees himself in Raff, but he also loves Michael.
Mm-hmm. He likes Michael a lot more than Raff, and I think it's because, well, I don't know, in a way, like, I don't know why he bonded with him more. He just likes him more. Well, I'm gonna say something bad about Ralph. Ralph's a dirty, rotten liar. Okay?
So is Michael.
Michael is way, way more honest overall, and he does more things. I think he's done a lot more for the family, and Rogelio has seen that. And that's why he likes him so much more. They had that connection. Even in the previous season, they had that bromance, right? Yeah. Those times where they'd be hanging out and they'd be giving each other advice and talking.
Which is true. And it has a lot to say, because in most relationships, I feel like a man or a dad knows. I'm not going to lie. In any relationship I've been in, I've trusted everything my dad has said. Mm-hmm. And even though my mother was always there to give me good advice, I still kind of put her in my own category of being a woman. And I think that with anyone I was with, she was always thinking the same thing. Obviously not romantically, but like, oh, but he's so cute, and because of this and because of that. Where guys like, look, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. And just see it for that. And not that Rogelio is that type of person to give that advice, but just to see where his heart goes is enough.
Right.
I think. I don't know. Anyways, well, that's pretty much what we got out of Rogelio for this episode. Oh, just kidding. Because we see that he has a little bit of an intern. His name is JD.
Oh, yeah.
And we find out later that JD is a fantastic writer, which he says to him towards the end of the episode. And hopefully this passion project that he thinks he finds in JD will happen.
Mm-hmm. I think it will.
Yeah. It seems like something finally clicked.
Especially the way JD was like, you can read it or you can't read it. I don't care.
Whatever. Right. Yeah. I'm gone.
We'll see. Yeah. Okay. Moving on, we have Petra this episode. And, of course, this is the first time that I finally think I get Petra. Oh.
That's what Raph said the same thing. Yes. You're so cute.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I finally understand Petra also.
Yeah.
Because everybody has thought she's been such a bitch this whole series.
But it's her mom.
Yeah, it's her mom who's the bad person.
The writers put it perfectly into perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Continue.
And now Raph sees, and I've been saying this all the episodes I've been here, Raph sees now that Magda is a bad person, and he's like, wow. We gotta get her out of your life. It's a simple solution. Because other than that, Petra is a good person.
Yes. Look,
if you think about it, she's helping out her mother.
Yes.
She's having a baby, even though she did it in a shady way, she's having a baby for the man who she loved to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And she did it a shady way. But overall, if you think about it, it's kind of a sweet gesture. To put
sweet
a guy's sperm in her on purpose.
Whoa. Right. Sweet and crazy.
Sean, this took a train to crazy town.
Right!
Petra's not, I mean, listen, we're starting to love her, but she's not a good person.
She's not.
She's done a lot of, I mean, besides just her mother, like, you know, making her crazy, she's done a lot of very questionable things.
Yes.
Here's where I'm going to argue with you. So, essentially, what we're all talking about right now is pretty much Petra's storyline. She's stressed out because Magda just finished murdering Ivan. They buried the body. She's stressing herself out, which is affecting the baby.
Right.
Babies.
And Ivan's dead ghost is hanging around, guilting her into everything.
Right. Which, when you have guilt,
yes,
I like to think means it stems from the goodness in you.
She has a soul.
She has a soul, right? She has a guilty conscience, and that's great. But the moment that Raph says, I think I finally understand you, I wrote, let me refer to my notes. I wrote that Petra really is a good person, and it has to do with
She's a product of her environment.
She's a product of her environment. Yeah. Perfect. Petra's really a good person. She's a product of her environment. The way that she reacts to certain things is because of what she's learned, which goes into the product of your environment. And at the end of the day, the fact that she is protecting her mother just shows you the type of good person she is. Oh, and I hate to bring this up because I know that we shouldn't because it's a show and all of you are watching, but I'm going to go ahead and bring up the Bible. In the Bible, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that you should, you know, protect your... You should... Your parents are everything.
You should honor your father and mother.
They come first. And, you know, as a person, you have to think, like, regardless of anything that they do, they kind of brought you up. You wouldn't be in this world if it weren't for them. And, unfortunately, that's what she's doing. I don't think that those are her initial intentions. And I think that because of what her mother stemmed, it was just a snowball, like a domino effect after that. And she was just caught in it. So I do think you're cuckoo for thinking that it's a sweet jester, but
yeah, crazy.
Crazy Town.
Yeah. Yes. You know why? It's because I honestly think that, and we were talking about this when we were viewing the show together, is that I think Petra and Raphael should be together, and this is their way to do that.
But it makes me sad because I saw that too, actually.
Yeah, and Taquan Jenkins said Raph can go back to Petra, which is great, which is the writers are so good, because a few months ago, most of us wouldn't be saying we like Petra at all, and they're really softening us up to her, showing us her maternal side, and opening a relationship for them, and seeing them together this episode kind of made me like want to see them together more, which was weird.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good girl. Yeah. Ooh, I've needed you.
No, you know why? I mean, honoring your mother and father, but when they burying a body is crazy.
That is crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, still
and you're pregnant with twins. Like, that's crazy. She's still crazy, and I don't want Raphael and Petra together. Like, it makes no sense. Like, she might have good qualities, but her execution of her goodness is crazy.
Yeah. Mamas 135.
Damn, touche.
Yeah, she said it great. She said she just has poor judgment. She's conniving. She wants to be loved.
Yeah.
So that's the part we're connecting with.
Does she want to be loved or does she want money?
She wants to be loved.
If you think about her, Milos, like, he bribed her, and that was for money, so that she could be a part of the hotel.
Well, he blackmailed her.
He blackmailed her, but again, still, some of it was money. When she fell in love with him initially, it was over money, and then the same thing with Raph. It was over money, because she dumped the guy, Lachlan, to be with Raph, so, because it was money. So, I get wanting to protect your mom, but I think some of it is now she's just trying to cover up the dirt that she's done, and you reap what you sow. And so she's reaping what she's sown all of these years, which is manipulation, bribery, money, like all of that stuff. It's coming back to haunt her, I think. So I don't want to see them
together. I think you're right. Actually, you know what? You said it perfectly. It's her execution. Yeah. I think that ultimately that's what makes her not a bad person.
Judgment.
Yeah, well, no, bad person.
Bad enough to get arrested.
Well, yeah, because at the same time, I'm thinking,
I don't think she does.
You would never want to hurt your mother, but the worst thing you could do is kill her, right? That's not what she's doing. Had she put her away and just said that, mother, it's for your own good,
she should have kept her mom
right.
in jail.
Yeah. That would have been good. You're right.
Yeah, and Mems also has a great point. She cheated on Raph with his best friend.
We always forget about that. So regardless, even though she was like, no, I really loved him and this and that and blah, blah.
Yeah, I forgot
he went through
him.
Cancer and all of that, but she still fell for someone else.
Yeah.
She was really evil when the show started.
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm.
She was easy to paint as one of the bad guys.
Right.
But we learned to love her, which is why this show and the writing is so great.
It is. But at the end of the day, she still did that to him.
Yeah.
Regardless. And the only reason why it makes it that much more emotional is because then someone took Raph from her, and then it was like, it was not the way that she wanted it. Had it been dramatic and just like killed, then it would have been one thing. But the fact that he went away because of someone else, as a woman, you get competitive and you think differently. And I think that's more of the reason why she thinks she's so in love with Raph. Petra. Damn, girl, that was your storyline, and we had a lot to say about
right.
it.
Right? Right? Sure did.
Anyways, so that was Petra, and then we have Jane, of course, our beautiful star of the show. Like I said, a little bit of a temper. Which, you know, it's funny. I like that they're actually
showing another side of her.
That makes me not like her sometimes, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about just Jane for this episode? Not her, Jane and dad, Jane and mom, Jane Raph, just Jane.
I like her. I like that there's a little bit more spice to her. And I think, like, for me, I know just as nice as I am, I could be just as vicious. Like, when you cross me. And I think it's almost like when you have a child, like, I don't have a child, I have a puppy. And if you do something
my
to
niece.
My puppy.
Her name is Callie.
Her name is
Callie. She's sitting below us right now.
But if you do something to her, and I could only imagine having a baby, like, you become super uber protective, and I think
that when we talk about Raph later.
Okay. Yeah, good. I think we're seeing like this mama bear come out where she's like, I'm gonna protect my child by any means necessary, even if that means I have to protect him from his father.
Yes.
You know, so I think the temper is good, like, it's right on point. I think it's where she should be, and I think sometimes you have to set new boundaries with people. Like, sometimes people expect you to be this way. And so sometimes you have to set new boundaries where you say, no, you can't cross this line. You can't cross the line of, you know, harming our child.
I like the banter that we had with Angry Jane, with Temper Tantrum Jane, whenever she would get into it with Ralph, especially during the whole chat thing from the computer.
On the phone, yes.
That was amazing because it felt so realistic.
Yes.
It was just like, whoa, me and my wife say that kind of stuff together.
Wow.
We say that, oh, let's say back and forth. So it was just like, whoa, it's really cool. It was well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought her character and just this episode was really well done. I loved seeing the steam come from her ears. And as she was writing, like, her laptop was about to explode because there was steam coming from it. And I almost felt like Roth, like, remember a few episodes ago when he saw Jane and she got really mad and he was just like, this makes me love you basically
even more.
And I felt like that as a viewer for Jane the character. She's not perfect. She's flawed. She's not this, you know, ideal virginal.
Right.
She's human and great and protective. And I just, God, I love her.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
I like the exaggerations too. All the steam coming out.
Yeah.
The flames coming off of the keyboards.
Yes, yes. I'm going to go off of that word and I'm going to disagree with all of you because I want to say that Jane, tú eres exagerada. Oh my gosh. I thought she was exaggerated. And I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show when the grandma said, those tantrums, no girl, they can't happen.
Yeah.
Like, you need to calm down.
Right.
And the reason why I say that is because it's one of those things where I'm going to put myself in the show since I kind of have been anyways. But I feel like if I was there, I would have been like, you know what, girl? You need to calm the F down.
Right.
I don't care if you're this wonderful virgin and this honest person and this and that, blah blah, like you said, you're still human. Or no, like you said, you're still human, you have these flaws. And I feel like she kind of needs to be slapped in the face with that,
right?
And needs to realize that you need to stop thinking about
yourself, right?
Even though I feel like she's not, but at the same time she is, because I have a, and if the writers are watching by chance, please put this in your notes. Don't make it seem that, like, everything that she does is because she's comparing everyone to herself and what she would do.
Right.
But guess what? What you do isn't what everyone else is going to do.
That's so true.
And you need to respect that about people and what they've gone through and what their perspective is, because unfortunately, oh God, maybe the writers are amazing. They've been better. Okay, we're going to transition into this Jane and her relations with everyone else. But Jane, she gets perspective. For example, during couples therapy.
Yes.
Right, couples therapy, which I for a second, I was like, oh, Sean, the therapist, that's the nurse that stole the baby. I keep thinking every blonde woman is the nurse
that
stole the baby.
You're so paranoid about
it. I know,
that.
I am. But she says that, you know, let's see what different perspectives are. And I loved when Raph said,
you're my father.
Sorry, y'all, because you know
I'm
Raph. But at the end of the day, it's like, no, bro. I was protecting our child. Mama bear, papa bear, that's the first thing that you think of. And everyone keeps dismissing that fact, even though he was lying. It doesn't matter. Like, if it was my kid, I'm going to do whatever I can to protect that kid. And I can see that my wife, who's so naive, who's this virgin, who hasn't lived enough because I'm older than her, and she's, you know what I'm saying, she has very little exposure of anything serious, doesn't see that.
Right.
And she's stuck on Michael because Michael was the first good thing, the first and last good thing that she had before her innocence was kind of taken from her.
Right.
Yeah. I agree, but I first of all loved how they did that, and I loved how we saw Jane and Ralph each talking in each other's voices. That was brilliant, and each of the actors did an amazing job. But I just feel like the therapy, though, it brought us in a full circle that this might not work out. Like, there's too many issues here that you just can't really solve necessarily. Sometimes love isn't enough.
Sometimes love isn't enough. I'm going to agree with you on that.
Aww.
I don't know. It just makes... I'll agree with you on that. But I think that if... The moment that she had was very tender when she cried, especially when he's like the same... It was a huge moment. And can no one take that away from him, even if all of you are like, but Michael... No, that was the same woman that killed my father.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, so the father, the only bad thing, he didn't do anything bad except for be just a bad, like, you know, pompous dad. That's who he was. That's who that character was. He was just a pompous character. He wasn't like, you know, he wasn't part of Scene Roaster. He wasn't killing other people. He was just...
he was just an like
absent dad.
He was in... Yeah, he was an absent
an
dad.
An arrogant, rich dad. Yeah. Just used his money to pay people off to get out of his life.
Including his kids.
Right, but at the end of the day, this was Roth's only... Okay, well, Sam,
well,
what's
are we
your
missing
opinion?
Something?
But he's still dead. He still got killed. He was still murdered.
Yeah.
By this person.
Yeah.
So that's Scene Roaster, and anything that has to do with involvement with Scene Roaster doesn't matter. You don't, if the fact that this person could kill someone, anything involved with that, like Raph said, and then having to do with your child, get out of here. Of course, that's serious.
Yeah,
they're lucky that the baby wasn't killed, because if I was Raph and not knowing anything else, but I knew that Scene Roaster took it, I'd be like, oh my god, they're gonna kill my baby because they killed my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you do to that?
And fight against it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do. I liked that they brought that up and that we could see where Roth is coming from.
And that's the only way he knew how to do it. Pay someone off to tell a little white lie to get someone, you know, dangerous away from his family. It wasn't necessarily the best thing to do, but that's what he knew how to do.
But guys, let's be real. He knew that Michael was not a threat to his son. Like, he did it because he heard on the inner, you know, the baby com that Jane was, that they kissed. It was a jealousy. Yeah. It really, you know, he says it was to protect his son, but come on. Michael basically, you know, the way he did it might have been messed up, but essentially Michael saved their baby. So I kind of thought that argument was, like, a little odd and didn't exactly make sense. I'm like, are you watching a different show than I am? Mm-hmm. Because we all know Michael's a good guy.
Yeah. I agree. I agree to disagree. No. I agree with the fact that Michael's a good guy, but I'm going to say that I don't think that you can be mad at Raph for it, because they both had their reasons.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I feel like, no, it doesn't. Raph still didn't know. You still don't know. You know what I'm saying? His father was still murdered. Still had to do with that person, and regardless, it's just like it, I don't think it was an attack towards Michael, which it could have been. I think that's part of the reason that made it easier. But if it wasn't Michael, I'm sure he would have done the exact same thing, worse, just because he only did it the way he did it just to protect Jane's heart, because we know how Jane is.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. It's getting really complicated.
It's super complicated.
Yeah.
And the writers really, they dumped a lot of information on us and a lot of drama this episode.
I feel like in the series, it's really great the way that we're seeing Jane's specific character grow as a person.
Yeah.
And as a writer, too.
And as a writer, because when we talk about this, the competition that she tries to do, because...
She's trying to get a new scholarship.
And fortunately, the professor is the one who got Wesley kicked out.
Which
you know,
is great.
We're seeing this good side of the professor,
which Chavez.
Possible may, you know, might be sparking some of the romance that we were talking about before. But I like that he had her write these three different stories to get her out of her own head and to kind of show her, like, look, you have a very specific perspective of things, and you need to come at them at all different sides. And I don't know, I mean, I think those three stories and the therapy is going to make Jane a better writer, but I hope that the way that we figured out the Mutter story, we have to talk about that also, the way that we figured out the Mutter story through Wesley, I'm hoping that Jane will figure out herself through her own writing. I don't know,
it's good.
What do you guys think of that, Jane and her writing? Or you can even bring up Louisa and Mutter and all that.
I think her writing was fun. We got fooled a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like when when it showed her going into that sketchy part of town and the dark alley, and then we see Roth there, we're like, what?
Yeah.
What the heck? He's up to something. So we really suspected him in that moment. Well, I don't know, maybe you were rooting for him still because you're Team Raph, but I suspected him hardcore. And then we just got pulled out of it like, oh, man, it was a scene she was writing. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. That's funny you say that because I was like, oh, we're finally going to see that Ralph is a good guy.
No!
I knew that we were, too. I did. I did know that. I loved that the writing kind of served as a template for the episode, mm-hmm. which I think is going to be possibly a really fun theme for the rest of the season, that whatever she's writing, we're going to get these fantasy elements, that it's going to be reflecting her life. Mm-hmm. It's fun as a writer, especially a fiction writer, whether you're writing things based on your life or what, it does get reflected in your everyday life. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool how we're seeing that dichotomy on the show.
Mm-hmm. And the exaggeration and the way that she portrays it in her writing, mm-hmm. which is pretty great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Evie in the chat room says, dirty money. I don't think it's dirty. As soon as I heard like the whole thing about it being a domestic violence shelter for battered women, I was like, oh man. Ralph's totally clean. Like, there's no way we can pin anything on him now.
Yeah.
But it does seem kind of fishy. Like, but I guess maybe Wesley didn't do his in-depth research. So Jane got that contact info from Scott, mm-hmm. right, over at the hotel with the manager. And it turned out to be nothing, really.
Right. I know. Okay, I guess this is room to just speak of the story and the cast as a whole and everyone in the story, but... no, I agree with the say. I agree with that also. Where again, it kind of the show throws you everywhere mm-hmm. to bring you right back at the point where you're like, oh, maybe I don't know what the heck is going on. You know,
you just have to love the characters in the moment.
Yeah, right. Which is great. I don't think that there's that many shows that do that for you mm-hmm. because sometimes you're just waiting for the next episode because you're like, I know exactly what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but then something happens. We're like Magda, of course. Of course, who turned
she turned her daughter in.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that coming.
I'm not surprised. I didn't see it coming. I'm not surprised but I'm hoping Petra now will just finally give up on her mom.
If Raphael sees it now, that's another person. That's bringing someone else into their Magda and Petra's dynamics. So, of course, now he's got eyes on Magda, too. Mm-hmm. He's going to make sure that she goes away. And it's... Or... Something's going to happen to her, and, well, I'm doing an early prediction now, and Magda's going to die.
Right.
Hopefully.
I hope.
How crazy was it with Louisa coming on to Susanna Barnett?
That was hysterical.
OMG, the nipple thing killed me.
She rubbed up against her first.
But it was just so weird. I was like...
It was really forced.
Do you feel that? Like, oh my god.
Because
she's like, oh, is there something there? No, but is there? Oh, maybe it's just my nipple. Oh my god. What would you do if someone did that? I'd be like, no, girl, it's not your nipple. It's your shirt. Relax. Calm down.
But Susanna is kind of into her.
She is a little bit. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's like, it's kind of obvious.
Have we established her sexuality yet?
No, but right in this show, I'm like, girl, I think you gay, but I don't know. We'll see.
I think anybody that Louisa hits on, she only hits on them because she gets the vibe.
Yeah.
That's why.
You think? No.
I think so.
I think you know what, though? But in general, as far as my lesbian friends go, I have friends
everybody.
Who are like, no. My one of my homegirls, she's like, I'm only attracted to what's like me. Like, I can tell when a girl's straight. And if she's straight, like, I mean, she could be hot, but I'm not into her. You know what I'm saying? Because they kind of know if a girl's, or even if a girl's like, curious, because they're like, oh, girl, let me
help you out
with that curiosity, right?
Yeah.
So, no, I agree.
They even, when they went to go undercover over at the...
And she grabbed her hand.
Yeah, she grabbed her hand without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she had to be undercover, but it didn't even show an expression on her
face.
Well,
she just let it. She was just like, okay, you're annoying, but whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that Louisa loves authority.
Mm-hmm. She's like, really attracted to that.
She is. She totally is.
She wants a woman to put her in handcuffs mm-hmm. all the time.
All the time.
She likes being submissive.
She does like being submissive, which I think might fall into her daddy issues because of how...
And mommy issues.
Of Solano and everybody.
She's got tons of issues.
Well, the entire show does, and I guess we can comfort ourselves in knowing that they're all left up.
She really is a train wreck, though, as they said a few episodes ago, the narrator. But she was so funny this episode.
She was.
And she seemed like she was on a bunch of Adderall or something.
Right.
She was like, poo, woo, like all over the
place.
She
always seems like that. I loved when she walked into them. She's like, it's so funny that you guys, like the way she spoke to the room of like all these investigators as if they were friends, that you guys call me because I think my mom is still alive. It was just so perfect. It was so great. You know, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. Maybe I'm like, oh, can I have curiosity with you also? Which is going to be my joke later if she ever comes on the show. So sorry, guys, if I repeat it. But yeah, I don't know. So pretty much we're back to, oh, no, we're not, because we have, okay, so it's Christmas, right? It's the holidays. And we see the Villanueva family unpacking stuff, and they really are trying to make this first traditional Christmas for Mateo, which I'm going to go ahead and say that Jane and Raph is another reason why they're arguing. But, you know, that's not normal in the holidays. I think we all begin to argue for whatever reason it is. Thanksgiving and Christmas are just a shit show for everyone. Excuse me.
Yes.
But they find a box, and then apparently one something the ornament, the angel that goes on top of the tree, was missing. And they find it later fixed outside. It was raining, which I like that it was raining. I feel like it's a significance because for most people, they're like, you know, when it rains on your wedding day and stuff like that, it's always when something good happens. So I don't think there's anything bad about that, which kind of makes me lean towards Jane being with Michael. And I almost thought that that was the sign that they are going to end up being together.
And she was writing about him, too. And
she was writing, yeah.
In the rain.
That was her knight in filthy armor.
Yep.
And he was the person to know. And it's one of those things where he's just so familiar with the family, and he fixed the angel. And then everyone was kind of happy.
He does the dirty work for this family. Everybody mm-hmm. asks him for favors, and he's going out there. And he's even trying to find Sinrostro mm-hmm. and Mutter now, too. So he's always out there, like, getting his fingers in the mud. What's Raphael doing? Raphael's at the hotel with his bag of money.
He's got money.
Hey, I mean, listen, he's not a bad guy. Yeah. He does nice things, as we found out this episode. But I thought it was very significant, too, that scene, but in a different way, that Michael is the angel.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Ah.
Angel Michael, yeah. No. That's what I mean. Like, I agree with that. It makes me sad, though. And to be perfectly honest, if Jane and Michael end up together, I don't want Raph or Petra to be together.
I don't either.
I hope something else happens. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of still hope that Jane possibly has some sort of a romance with
Mr. Professor Chavez.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's hot.
Absolutely.
Adam
he
Rodriguez.
Seems kind of
He seems like he's
wonderful.
Into her. Yeah. He's super wonderful.
Especially if he's a writer and like he has that perspective and he's put back and he's already starting to learn her and she doesn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I think that that'll turn into something else.
I think so,
and I think
too.
It'll slap us all in the face when she ends up with neither of them, and that it's like...
It's the professor.
Remember, there's no normal families that I say anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's just two parents.
Triangle.
Even mm-hmm. though she's not romantically involved, it's the godfather, the father, and then who she's with.
Right.
Maybe Mateo will have three dads.
That's too much.
That is too much.
Yeah.
Three too many.
Wow. Man, the definition of family in this culture has changed so much.
It has, and I'll tell you what, it blows my mind because especially in a Hispanic culture where we're like, we're not even caught up on being progressive, but, you know, because we hold on to traditionalism so much and we're so stubborn. But I'm happy that they're showing that, and especially with Alba's character, who I would feel would implement most of the traditionalism, which she's tried to. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, she is like a woman of God and has been very... religious and faithful about mm-hmm. everything that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please do this and please do that. Which grandmothers, that's the rule, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
Oh, love you, grandma. But yeah, I'm just saying. Anyway, so that's our mid-season finale, which is quite the finale because everything happened. I don't know. I guess we'll go into predictions.
And Abuela got her green card.
Oh, yes!
I wrote down everything good that happened. We got passion project with Rogelio. Check. Green card. Check mark. Angel found and repaired and smiling at the top of the tree. Check mark. And the only thing bad that happened is that Magda is a bad apple.
Yes.
And she put her own daughter in jail.
Yes, because we even saw at least... that Raph lied for that good reason. We saw his good perspective. And then we saw that Petra was good. So at the end, for our holiday and for our little gift from Santa, we can love all characters except for the one that we all hated anyways. But we love you, girl. We'll always remember Three's company. I'm just kidding. Okay, great. So then I guess we'll go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I don't know. My head's everywhere. I was like literally trying to think of it, and I'm like, nope, I have none.
Where are we going to start?
I'll start off. I think that Jane is definitely going to have a relationship with her professor. We're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, Team Michael, it's back on. It's back on big time. And I do think Roth is going to get more involved in Petra's life and is going to save her. And that'll bring them closer together again. And those babies are going to be born soon, so...
You took some of my predictions in there. I'll make mine more specific.
Okay.
So I think Raph is going to visit Petra in jail next episode. And he's going to get her a really killer lawyer because he's got all that cash.
Money. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
And I feel like because of the TA position, we're going to be seeing Jane doing that job next episode, and Chavez is going to get noticeably closer with her. Not necessarily going to be with her, maybe kiss her or anything, or ask her on a date.
Maybe a little of like...
Yeah, touchy. Maybe like, yeah. Oh, you're so great. You're so great. Jane,
and then a heart
you're such
tight.
A...
Maybe
so
a little bit of
now.
Hair behind the ear.
Yeah.
A little
tuck the hair behind the ear. Okay, yeah. So he could do some of those things, and then the following episode... That's where they're going to have a date and have their first kiss.
No.
Ooh,
no.
I love it. Oh, girl, go ahead. Tell us
no,
the one
I mean,
that we want to hear.
I think that is, those predictions are spot on. I'm not ready for her to kiss another guy. I think maybe just some heavy flirtation would be okay. That's acceptable because he's hot.
Yeah.
It's Adam Rodriguez, he's hot. Yeah, and I don't want Petra and Raph to end up together. I'm hoping that that's not going to happen. I'd rather the girl that he went out on a date with, the random chick from the Lamaze class, I'd rather him go out with her. Because I just don't like Petra. I think she's evil. What else? Yeah, those are my predictions. And I'm still Team Roth and Jane because I think the parents should be together, especially because of his history. With Roth not being raised by either one of his parents because money can't raise you.
Right.
So I think I still want them to be together. So it's my predictions.
Okay. I love Michael, guys. Don't worry. Especially after that angel one. That was great. At the end of the day, he seems like what I would want in a person. He really is. He, like, is and even more so than Michael, so I can't lie with that.
Aww.
However, I feel some sort of chemistry between Raph and Jane that I really like. But I'm gonna start with Petra saying that I think that if she does go to jail, that she will finally be put and forced in a position where she hates, meaning she does like her comfort. And I hope that she will be humbled in the fact that she knows that anything in her future that she'll do bad will end up that way, and that's wrong. I think that because there will be no physical interaction between her and Raph, it will allow them to develop an actual relationship, which might lead to something romantic or not. And I hope not. I really hope not. Because it still blows my effing mind that she's going to have his children.
And she slept with his best friend.
Right. And each other, right. And I'm not going to lie. I'm really hoping that the fertility company messed up. Didn't we have... Who said that?
Oh,
because they messed up with everything else.
That it's really not Ross's baby.
So maybe they had someone else's
the same
else's
way
sperm.
That they forgot. Like, maybe it was just labeled as something else. Maybe it isn't Ross. And, you know, the blood test will show differently.
And no one's thought about doing that yet. Right? No one on the show has
no,
thought about doing a test.
They were completely certain that it was going to be Ross's baby.
Wow.
So I think that that's going to happen. Mm. And I think that Jane will have a little bit of romance through Adam, and I think that she'll almost want it, and then it'll eventually end up being the professor teaching her a lesson and then almost showing her where her heart is or what's important as a woman in regards to who she wants between Raph and Michael.
Oh, that's good.
Because
I like
he'll
that.
See that she really wants one of those two and not really him.
Right. The same way he sees her perspective in her writing.
Yes.
So because he's so trained in that...
Yeah.
She might be writing something completely different, and he's going to see what she feels inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
That is... Oh, I guess it's I did have prediction. A prediction. I'm like, that was so
it's
detailed and intricate.
Prediction. I love it.
Anyways, but that is our Chapter 30 mid-season finale, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so... Please join us again January 25th, the same time, Monday, live at 11 p.m. Thank you all so much for following us. I will do my best and I will promised to bring you some special guests to come on the show so that we can talk about it. Again, thank you so much for all of you who have been commenting on YouTube, on iTunes, and on Twitter. We love you all so much. And we are going to go ahead and start with Samantha. Where can we find you on Twitter?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
You guys can find me at SeanAustinO on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to check out my book, City of Angels and Discontent, on the Amazon bookstore.
And you can find me on Twitter at MadisonChaseFit, on Instagram, MadisonChaseFitness, and on YouTube, OneMadChase.
Excellent. And again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure to share with your friends and your family this after show. You can find me all on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. Much love and happy holidays.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.